And also, callers, if you would be brief, that would be great. We have some noise in the background. Some of you might have heard. This is an unusual experience. Now we have NHK Television from Japan doing a documentary on the growing media reform movement in the United States. It's not covered by our own media, but it's covered by Japanese media. And they've been joining me today for this radio show and some other festivities. So if you hear television crew in the background, that's what it is. On that note, let's go to the phone lines, and I'm going to skip ahead. We have a caller from the Netherlands who's been on hold for about a half hour, so I want to go to that first, then we'll go back to line one. But first, line two, Utrecht, the Netherlands, welcome to Media Matters.
Well, thanks. After the events of September 11th, Mr. Chomsky, you made many insightful speeches about that subject, and that included one called The Emerging Framework of World Power. In that speech, you said that you assumed that Al-Qaeda was, or something very like them, was behind the attacks. And more recently, people like David Ray Griffin, among many others, have brought up startling pieces of information that suggest otherwise. Has your own thinking changed in that regard? And if so, how? I'll take your answer off the webcast.
Yeah. Thank you very much. Yeah, Noam, the 9/11 attacks, the official line and the new revisionist line, where do you stand?
Now, there's quite an industry pursuing that line of inquiry, and it's kind of interesting to notice that they're rather welcome to centers of power. So they get a fair amount of publicity. They're, get talks on television. You don't get the usual tantrums and hysteria if anyone does something like, say, mention the unspeakable word oil or anything like that. And one certainly wants to know why. And I think you can guess the reasons. One thing is that if you look at the evidence for that, I haven't looked at all of it by any means. For one thing, it's just not a high priority for me, and I'll explain why. But the evidence that I've looked at is the kind of evidence you could put together to show that the White House was bombed yesterday. I mean, if you take any historical event, there's going to be masses of unexplained phenomena. That's why scientists do experiments. Scientists don't take pictures of what's going on outside. You do experiments to try to eliminate the innumerable variables that are contaminating your results and your observations and see if you can sort of cut things down to an ideal enough situation so you can pick out the major factors. But even with scientific experiments, there's endless numbers of unexplained coincidences, things that are ignored and so on. You read the letters columns in science journals, you see an example. Well, in this case, there are a lot of things, predictably, that are unexplained, funny coincidences and so on. Well, how seriously you want to take that evidence, that's for you to decide. To me, it doesn't look very convincing. But the second point is that the thesis seems to me of such a high level of implausibility that you'd really need overwhelming evidence. I mean, for the Bush administration to have tried anything like that, it would have required something approaching literal insanity. It would have been first of all, what would happen is unpredictable. You never predict what's going to happen in anything as complicated as that. One thing that's fairly predictable is that something would have leaked from the inside. There are a lot of people involved. Chances of keeping a lid on it are pretty slight. If anything leaked, they'd all be lined up before firing squads, and that would be the end of them and the Republican Party forever. Taking a chance like that would have been just outlandish, and there's nothing remotely like it in history. Third point is I don't really think it's a high priority. There are very obvious crimes and much more serious, even if it's true. Let's say it's true. They blew up the World Trade Center. Well, okay, that's a crime, but it doesn't weigh very heavily in the balance as compared with other crimes that they're carrying out, including crimes against the American population. So consciously acting in ways that significantly increase the threat of terror, including nuclear terror, and increasing nuclear proliferation, which may doom the species, or blocking efforts to do something about environmental catastrophe. Now, those are much worse crimes than blowing up the World Trade Center. So even if we think it's, somebody thinks it's true, and you know, I'm highly skeptical, it's just not a high priority. It diverts attention from much more serious crimes. And my suspicion is that's why it's treated with kid gloves. In fact, you know, there actually are internal documents, internal government documents on declassification, which urge the government to regularly declassify information and release information on the Kennedy assassination, because it will assuage people's feeling that they've got to find out secrets, and it'll keep them focused on wild goose chases instead of asking hard and serious questions that could be embarrassing. And I suspect someday we're going to discover that that may even be happening here. But in any event, it's simply, at least for me, it's just not a high priority.
Our guest today on Media Matters, Noam Chomsky, with us from his home, I assume, in Lexington, Massachusetts. We are taking callers. We've got a full bank of calls. I'm going to get back to the phone lines in a second. I ask that the callers please be as brief as possible so we can get to everyone.